Hello, and you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in the middle of Kensington Gardens in London at the Serpentine Pavilion for the launch of the 2022 Booker Prize shortlist.
I'm Neil McGregor, the chair of the judges of the Booker Prize 2022.
And Neil, there's been quite an eclectic list of books and list of authors this year. What do you think about the authors that are on the list? Because we've got the youngest, we've got the oldest, we've got a few debut authors as well.
I think it shows the enormous range of people and talents writing in English all around the world. I mean, one of the things the Booker Prize is about is simply what can be done with the English language and the different Englishes from all around the world. So in the long list, there are works from Sri Lanka, from Zimbabwe, obviously from Britain and Ireland, but all around the world. People everywhere in the world are writing in English and thinking about the world in English. That's what the prize is about. How are we today thinking about imagining our world? And what are these creative, imaginative writers saying about the world that we live in now?
Because the world that we do live in at the moment has been quite a strange one, not only with COVID, but cost of living crisis, which is about hitting us at the moment. And obviously lots of writers are writing about that, but are also writing about experiences of their own family as well, when you think of the book which has cancer as the character. So there's been some very interesting ways of writing.
There have been some really interesting things. There were a large number of books marked, obviously, by the experience of lockdown and living alone and what that did to people. There were also, there was this wonderful book in the long list about cancer, written from the point of view of the cancer in the victim. So you had a double narrative of what's happening to the woman, the heroine, if you like, and the cancer itself speaking. And I think that's very much the result of the way, during the pandemic, people talked about the virus as changing, the virus as attacking, the virus as rethinking. That personification of illness, I think, wouldn't have been possible before the pandemic. But what's most striking, really, I think, about the long list is the extent to which the long history in different countries shapes the way in which characters can move. Whether you're talking about the United States or Ireland or Zimbabwe, it's the long history that shapes now, the long injustice, the questions not answered. And the novels are very much about how individuals now can act in the framework of the past, the weight of the past.
And I know you're obviously just about to announce tonight the shortlist, and I won't ask you about who might be on it, because we should all have to wait about that. But today is National Read a Book Day, and I wondered, is there a particular book that you're reading at the moment which you might recommend to listeners?
I'm afraid there isn't, because for the last 8 months I've been reading 170 books for the Booker Prize. and at the moment, I'm afraid I can't say one thing in particular. What I can say is that this year, for the first time, the Booker Prize has associated with it book groups from all over the country, book clubs, reading groups. And that's a really interesting fact. For a long time, we thought of reading as the pleasure that you experience sitting alone with a book. But in the last 20, 30 years, this explosion of book groups, people meeting to talk about books, chewing over what they read, and building friendships, reinforcing community in the context of discussing books, that's a great thing, a really great thing.
Well, Neil, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we shall wait to hear who is on the shortlist for the Booker Prize 2022.
Thank you very much. As you know, one of the disconcerting things about the Booker Prize is that the judges are completely free to set their own criteria. What emerged in our conversations was that we were really looking for two things. And in each of the six novels that we've chosen to propose to you, we think we've found them. It was agonizing to get from 170 to 13. It was even more difficult to get from the 13 marvellous books on the long list to the 6 we're about to mention. But in all of the 6, we believe that the author has used language not just to tell us what happened, but to create a world, an imagined universe that we as outsiders can enter, can inhabit, can experience and feel as our own. And in that imagined world, something momentous happens to an individual or to a society. They realize who they are and what they can become. And even more important than that, all these books affirm the importance of finding and sharing the truth. That may sound a bit serious, but they also, almost every one of them, will make you laugh at some point. Because these are, above all, books that we have enjoyed. We've read them and we've reread them with pleasure. They're books that we want to recommend to others. They're not too long, and that may be evidence that we're looking not just at great writing, but also at some great editing. And if most of them are about serious, sometimes tragic, subjects, then all of them have moments of high humour. They're not easy books, even though they may be short, but like many great pleasures, some require hard work, and we found them well worth the effort. All the book groups that applied talked of the pleasure they found in chewing over books together. We think that with this shortlist, we have given the book groups and you 6 books that are really worth getting your teeth into. And here they are, in alphabetical order. No Violet Bulawayo, Glory. Percival Everett, The Trees. Alan Garner, Treacle Walker. Sheehan Karunatalika, The 7 Moons of Mahdi Almeida. Claire Keegan, Small Things Like This. And Elizabeth Strout, Oh Women. I hope that there's been a clapometer to record all that. And all we would now want to say, I think, all of us, is enjoy them. And we're going to have a very, very tough time choosing the winner. Thank you.
For more about the Booker Prize shortlists, do visit thebookerprizes.com. And don't forget to listen to Read On, the audio book show here on RNIB Connect Radio with Robert Kirkwood every Friday at 1 p.m, repeated Saturdays at 2 p.m, Mondays at 6 p.m, and also available as a podcast.